Australia does very well in a lot of things. Sports, the arts, academia, industry. We're a pretty talented nation. Sadly, we also do exceptionally well in contributing to global food waste. Where do you think Australia sits in world rankings when it comes to food waste? Maybe in the top 20? Top 10? Do you reckon we'd be in the top 5? Well, Australia holds the unenviable title of being the world's fourth highest contributor to food waste. It costs the economy more than $36 billion a year and leaves a big dent in the planet. There are a few things we can do around the house to help improve that situation. I'd like you to meet Emma White. She's a food technologist and the founder of Why Meat Co. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. So how much food is wasted globally on a yearly basis?
Yeah, $36.6 billion. It's incredible.
It's a lot of money. Now, what about Australia? How much edible food are we throwing into the trash?
Yeah, we're throwing in about 300 kilos a year, which is astounding, which is what you said before. We're the fourth largest contributor to food waste.
Is that per person? Because is that per person?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Because I was thinking 300 kilos is that much, is it? But yeah, per person it is.
Per person, yeah. And it quotes to around 2,000 to 2,500 a year.
In dollars.
Yeah.
So what impact does this have on the environment?
It has a number of factors. I think you've got, waste that goes into the bin. And most of that waste that we're wasting is perishable items because we, as you said in your intro, we tend to, we'll buy this, and then something pops up, and then your night changes for whatever reason. And then we look at it, or it sits in the back of the fridge. We're all guilty of things sitting in the back of the fridge going off, and then going, I'll just chuck that into the trash, into the normal waste bin. But here in Melbourne, our local councils have given us a composting bin that we can have underneath our like sink.
Yep.
So therefore, it makes it easy for us to dispose of those that wasted fresh produce and then putting it into a compost bin. That's one way of not so much reducing your waste, but making it less in landfill.
Doesn't Melbourne have small bins as well?
We have really small bins here. Our waste bin is smaller than our recycle and our green waste bin. You'd be surprised. I mean, I've got a family of two kids and myself and my husband, and we don't fill a waste bin at all. Like, it's half full every week. And I think that's a testament to, getting accustomed to changing that way of recycling.
Now, we are encouraged to buy in bulk, for example, get two of these and it's cheaper rather than just the one. It's pretty easy to get sucked into that, quite frankly. And you think, I'm saving money, I'll eat that in the end. But is there a case to be made for not doing a great big shop?
Yeah, there's a case for both, I think. You can buy in bulk, and the one way you can do it is if the fresh produce, such as your bananas or your strawberries, get a little bit too brown or a little bit suspect, peel them and chuck them in the freezer, and they do really well in smoothies. So a majority of your stuff that you look at in the freezers, like fresh fruit and veg, or so much fruits, you can actually make into smoothies, which is one good way of getting your child to eat fresh, get the nutrients into them. That's what we do.
Yep.
And we also give it to our family members. We've got a massive warehouse down here of fresh produce, and we buy up and then we share it around our family and friends because, if we can all work together to make it more cost effective, we will do that as well.
Yeah. I've got a text here from Neil on the road. That number, by the way, 0467 922 612. He says, "Hey Kel, tomatoes currently $10 a kilo in Mareeba. There'll be no waste there. Luckily, two carrots only 67 cents. So if you're on a budget, you're getting the carrots at the moment, not the tomatoes, that's for sure.
And I think the reason why we have the title of the fourth largest contributor waste is we've got food in abundance. We've got food at every corner that we have. And I think the climatic changes that have happened over the last couple of months or even 12 months has shown us that we're not going to have, you know, your potatoes on shelf every single time of the year and so forth. And I think seasonal shopping is what your listener has said, like $10 for tomatoes. Well, it's not tomato season, so let's buy something that's in season, which is a little bit cheaper in the back pocket, and also it's more easily and readily available.
Yeah. So with that, is this about then meal planning and not, you know, shoving so much in your fridge you can barely shut the door?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we all would like to meal plan, but as I said, it's a difficult one. I mean, if you don't, and yeah, I think the freezer is what I touched on really before with the fruits is an unutilized piece of equipment in our households. And I think, you know, bread can be frozen. A lot of things can be frozen as long as you understand what you're going to use it once it's defrosted, because you wouldn't want to put a fresh platter of fruit out there that you'd frozen and it'll all look really sloppy, but it works really well in a smoothie. So, yeah, I think, and that's one way to save money is to walk down the freezer aisle and get your frozen peas and your frozen fruit or whatever your desire down that freezer aisle. And nutritionally wise, if it's just, you know, peas or, you know, carrot, that's actually just as nutritious as the fresh produce itself, because it's freshly snapped frozen. And I think there's that misconception that buying frozen is lesser quality to fresh produce.
Yeah. So it's worthwhile if you need to then to stop food waste. You'll save yourself money and do a good job for the planet.
Oh, definitely. And definitely help your hip pocket, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Emma, great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kelly.
Emma White, food technologist and the founder of Why Meat Company.